This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. The 90-year-old Reverend Joseph Lowery has a new book compiling his most enduring speeches and messages from the last half century. He's at Atlanta's Carter Library tonight to talk about the book and 5 decades of civil rights history. To preview this and other literary events across the metro area for the coming week, Darren Wong of Verb.org and the AJC Decatur Book Festival. Welcome back in.
Good to see you again, John. To have Reverend Joseph Lowery speak this evening at the Carter Library is kind of a keynote to Black History Month in a way that only Atlanta can do it. He's going to be interviewed on stage tonight by Michael Julian Bond, which is a really fantastic choice.
The book has a beautiful title.
Yeah. It is Singing the Lord's Song in a Strange Land, which I think reflects the poetry that Reverend Lowery brings to his speeches. And it is, in fact, a compilation of his speeches dating back to when he first formed the SCLC with Dr. Martin Luther King, right through his speech at the inauguration of President Barack Obama.
And we come in the spirit of unity and solidarity to commit our support to our president by our willingness to make sacrifices, to respect your creation, to turn to each other and not on each other.
And the only thing better than reading Reverend Lowery's words in print are to hear him speak them live, which makes tonight all the more special.
Yeah. Reverend Lowery, you know, he is certainly one of the national treasures in America and one of Atlanta's proudest claims to history. It's really a great opportunity. It should be just a marvelous night. Reverend Lowery is going to be signing and reading from his book, Singing the Lord's Song in a Strange Land, at the Jimmy Carter Library tonight at 7 o'clock.
It was 3 years ago that Peggy Lean Bartels got the news from West Africa. A relative called from Ghana to say that her uncle, the king of a fishing village, had died. She was also informed that she had been anointed his successor, the unusual title, King Peggy.
So I said, listen, if you don't hang up, I'm going to hang up on you. And then he said, oh, no, don't hang up. I'm serious. I'm telling you, you've been chosen as a new king of Utuam.
Isn't that marvelous? This is actually just a great story. King Peggy, she works as a secretary in the embassy of Ghana, and she also happens to now be King Peggy of this small fishing village. It is not an honorary title. She is tasked with governing this body. She does much of it by phone. She travels on occasion over there, and she's taken the task to heart.
It has a lot of responsibilities. It comes with a lot of financial burden. As a king, especially in African town or village, you have to bring improvement to your people.
She's currently right now working very hard to have a high school built in this little village to help the place along. A really wonderful story, and King Peggy, or Pegaline Bartels, she really has this wonderful outsized personality as it is, and there's a warmth and joy to her in general that the book really kind of brings to light. It's a wonderful story. It's kind of like the Princess Diaries of Ghana, Africa. It's romantic and it's fun, and it's also dealing with the real-life problems in this little village, and it gives you a sense of a real insight into the culture of the place that is really quite exotic to what we know. I think this is going to be a real, real fun event. King Peggy will be at the Carter Library also tomorrow night, and she's going to be signing her book, King Peggy.
The Carter Center hosting royalty of all types this week.
Exactly.
Darren, as always, a great big thank you, and we look forward to having you back with us next Monday.
Thanks a lot, John. We'll see you next week.
For more information about any of these author appearances, head to our website, wabe.org/citycafe.